Before I start this story, I've got to tell you that my first thought was, no Sherlock. This is from independent.co.uk. Benefits sanctions don't work and plunge claimants into hunger and depression, the National Audit Office finds. As I said, no Sherlock. The public spending watchdog has launched a scathing attack on the benefits sanctions system, claiming that fining people for breaking the terms of benefits does more harm than good and costs more to enforce than it saves. It's amazing that these people can work this stuff out by themselves, isn't it? The National Audit Office, or the NAO, found that benefits sanctions were being inconsistently applied across the country, with some job centres being far stricter than others on people who, for example, are unable to show they have been actively seeking employment in order to claim job seekers' allowance. The watchdog found that withholding of benefits, which it found to be commonplace, plunges claimants into hardship, hunger, and depression. The NAO said the Department for Work and Pensions must launch a proper investigation into how benefit sanctions are affecting the lives of people on benefits and to bring to an end a system it described as potluck and a postcode lottery. Labour's Meg Hillier, who chairs the Public Accounts Committee, said, quote, benefit sanctions punish some of the poorest people in the country, but despite the anxiety and misery they cause, it seems to be potluck who gets sanctioned. While studies suggest sanctions do encourage some people back into work, other people stop claiming but do not start working, and the Department for Work and Pensions has no record of them. If vulnerable people fall through the safety net, what happens to them? Well, I can tell you, it gets very, very hard work. Anyway, more than 1 million unemployed benefits claimants must meet particular conditions to receive payments. Different job centres and employment schemes take radically different stances on enforcing the rules. Some were found to make more than twice as many sanction referrals as others from the same area. More than a tenth of these penalties were subsequently overturned. Liberal Democrat leader Tim Farron said, quote, this report is a civil service equivalent of a character assassination. It shows that a failing department is trying to prop up a discredited system. The DWP has turned this system into a postcode lottery and means that someone could be sanctioned in one place and not in another for the same thing. What's worse is that the government are not assessing the impact of sanctions using their own data to see what's going on, and they're not even tracking the benefits. Ministers need to get a grip. End quote. I think that's possibly the first time I'm going to agree with Tim. Anyway, in the 5 years to 2015, almost a quarter of job seeker allowance claimants received at least one sanction in the 5 years to 2015. A four-week penalty for the over-25s means a £300 loss. According to the DWP's own estimates, it spends up to £50 million a year applying sanctions and £200 million monitoring that claimants meet the conditions for receiving payments. So that's a quarter of a million. No, that's a quarter of a billion, with a B for Bravo, pounds a year, just applying sanctions and then monitoring that claimants meet the conditions, rather than actually spending that money on creating or actually putting people in jobs. Last year, it withheld payment of £132 million in the form of sanctions. It also paid out £35 million in hardship payments, according to NAO estimates, many of which directly compensate for withheld benefits. That's just utter madness if you think about it. So they're spending a quarter of a billion pounds putting sanctions on people and monitoring people so that they can withhold from the poorest in society £132 million, but they also paid out £35 million in hardship payments. Now, that £35 million wouldn't have to be paid out if they didn't sanction people. And that £250 million wouldn't be needed if they didn't sanction people. And people wouldn't be being made homeless and having to live life on the streets and going without food or relying on charity and food banks. Benefit sanctions is the way forward because apparently it encourages people back into work. In its report, the watchdog said the department, quote, needs to do more than react to problems, and also ruled that it cannot conclude that the department is achieving value for money, end quote. Amyas Morse, head of the National Audit Office, said, quote, sanctions on benefits have a high opportunity cost, not only for those who are dependent on those benefits if sanctions are applied, but for the efficient use of public resources. We acknowledge the department's effort to reduce its error rate on sanctions, but we think there is more to do in terms of reducing them further and in reducing the notable differences in sanctions applications between comparable localities, end quote. A DWP spokesman said, quote, sanctions are an important part of our benefit system, and it's right that there is a system in place for tackling those few who do not fulfil their commitment to find work. This report fails to recognise the improvements we've made to sanctions, particularly to help those who are vulnerable. The number of sanctions has fallen, and they are only ever used as a last resort after people fail to do what is asked of them in return for benefits. We will consider the recommendations and respond fully in due course. End quote. And now I'm going to give a quote. What utter b****. There, like I said, no s**t, Sherlock.